The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Joining me on the podcast right now is the man. He is a chart. He's a man. If you look at him in a certain angle, he looks like a chart. He's a chartist man. He's Zach Mann. Are you all right, Zach?
What are you talking about, man?
No idea, man.
Okay, all right. What's the first stock today?
Here's the three stocks. Moving on news. It's BMR Group. Its subsidiary has entered into an anticipated project construction and trade finance facility for up to $5.2 million. Now, their market cap is about $10 million, so that's not bad there. So BMR on the chart. What do you reckon?
Well, we had the beautiful basing in June and July, and then a vertical spike through the 50 and 200-day moving averages at right on the 1st of August. Golden cross buy signal in the middle of last month, and sideways shuffle. You know the sideways shuffle that I mentioned before?
Like
it's like the Harlem shuffle, but not quite as interesting.
Yeah. It's what me and you do.
Sorry? Yes, I do that actually every day.
Well, I do.
And then the gap higher today, which ends the sideways shuffle and signals to us that a new up leg will begin. Top of the channel from June is up to 8.5 pence, which is my 1 month technical target. And that's valid while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 5 pence. That's also the floor of the channel.
Lovely. I had Neil Ritson on the podcast yesterday, and a lot of buys going through there. Solo Oil, and today they've announced, they've been informed that a rig contract has now been signed for the drilling of Natoria 2 appraisal well in the Rovuma Basin. So it looks positive there. It looks like it's going ahead. Solo.
Right. Bullish falling wedge pattern, which if you're an aggressive trader, you'll already be buying with a stop loss below 0.2 pence. If you're a chicken or cautious, you'd wait for the 200-day moving average.
If you're a chicken or cautious, yeah.
I'm waiting for the 200-day moving average at 0.27 to break first, maybe on a daily or weekly close basis, before then targeting a retest of March resistance at 0.45 pence. But I like the idea of going in, you know, going in ahead of time, but that's just me.
Yeah, okay. So, well, I like that. I think that some people prefer to be called cautious than chicken.
Yes.
All right. Sound Energy, SOU, they've renegotiated their more favourable terms, although they're in the middle of doing that, for its Sidi Mokhtar licences in Morocco. Due to its current share price, I think some of the deal was done in shares and stuff, and because the share price has gone up so much, the other party will obviously get a lot more, so they're renegotiating that, I think. So it's favourable for them. SOU, what do you reckon?
Right. A bit disappointing. We had, I was looking for support to come in the mid-80s. It came in, I suppose, at the mid-70s or just below that. But we're still in a rising trend channel from July heading towards 120. So that's still the one-month target, 1 to 2 month targets. The support here now, the 20-day average, 79 pence, which should hold for today. If you are cautious, you'd probably wait for the 10-day
average. Or chicken.
Yes, you would wait for the 10-day moving average at currently at 89 pence to be broken before going long again as a momentum signal. But at least while above the mid-70s, not really anything to worry about, even though that was quite a painful shakeout.
Yeah, yeah, because caution is almost like, you know, you're saying it's a favourable thing, but chicking is almost goading people, isn't it? Come on, get in!
That's the one.
Cheers, Zach. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.